Coming to you from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studio, this is Carl and Crew Mornings.
Well, shabba dabba 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 lulu, shabba dabba dabba dooba day, hey, hey, happy Wednesday, everybody out there, come on in.
It's a new year.
Time for
it hasn't changed, though.
To play. Oh,
you've been singing almost every morning.
Well, I try not.
What do you mean you try not to?
I just can't resist it.
It leaks out in the 5 o'clock hour.
It leaks. 5 o'clockers.
We get that all patched up by six.
It's a new year. Let's try something. Let's try something new.
Hey.
Let's try something else.
What do you want to try?
Not singing.
And then gentle mom voice. Let's try something else. Let's deflect.
It's just so funny that you just break out into song.
Yeah.
Oh, shooby dooby dooby.
Here we go. We're back.
Join me. Young. Oh, no, I can't do that dude, man. He makes me nervous. That guy's good. That's me when I get warmed up. That's me at the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
That's right.
Starts out slow.
A little bit more coffee in you.
Yeah. Got to have some coffee for sure. Boom Crew, good morning to you. We're talking about mountain moving prayers. What I just did there has nothing to do with that topic.
No. No, it doesn't.
Matter of fact, they could be mountain flattening prayers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But we're talking about mountain moving prayers.
We are.
So I want to set up today's talk. We got a blog that we're going to give you today that you're going to love. We've got Asherita Choo Choo's going to be in here in the 6 o'clock hour, I think. She coming in 6 o'clock
yes,
hour?
Yes, okay. She is.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be with us. You have a hand in the air?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I'm
scratching your head again.
It's in my neck. My neck.
Oh, okay.
Like we're in class. Me. Yeah, I mean, me.
When you reach up and you contort your body and you reach for the anything like that in the mm-hmm. sky, mm-hmm. you're thinking you got a question or something.
Oh.
Or a comment. To
teacher. Teacher, I have a question.
What's your question?
How would you like to start this day to intro us into this topic?
We're talking about. Do you have some real chill music?
Not that
crazy stuff that we had for that COVID announcement. But
hold on, let me see what I can find here. Yeah, okay,
some real chill music here.
Can it be Christmas music? I got some chill Christmas music.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. What you got, sir?
What is this song?
You'll see.
Have yourself. No, this actually works really well.
It is.
Does
chill.
It?
It is okay. Chill, but then the words come in and it's...
No, this Super Nice, it does it. I said, works. And she says, does it? With a little tone of a little disgust and derision.
I'm good.
Okay, here's what I want. Keep this playing because this works.
All right. Okay.
We're going to be talking about prayers of rest today.
Ah.
Now, here's why this is important and how it works.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question. And I want you to think about this. What makes you tired? This is a good song because this is restful.
It is.
It is restful.
I can see myself just sitting in a recliner by
yeah.
the fire.
Let's enjoy this for a second.
Okay.
Amazing song.
It is.
Didn't we play this around Christmas?
We did.
As in olden
days, isn't it weird how seasons go? I mean, that Christmas is gone, and so we got to...
Yep.
Kind of got to shut that down.
So what makes you tired?
Yeah, what makes you tired? Think about that.
Like a good tired or rested?
Because
when I think of tired, I think of like, I'm drained, I'm done, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm talking about you're exhausted.
Okay.
Exhausted's a better word. What makes you exhausted, Allie?
Sometimes parenting makes me exhausted.
That's a great answer.
It's a very good answer.
I think that's really true.
Yeah.
What do you say, Super Di? What makes you exhausted?
I was leaning in that direction, and I think, lack of a better word, drama makes me exhausted.
Oh,
having to
man.
Deal with drama, especially family drama.
Okay.
Enough said.
And I'm just... Gonna lay it there.
No, that's
right
okay.
There.
What do you say, Young Thunder?
Financial discussions.
Ooh. So specific,
right?
Yes. I have
Wow, he was ready to go.
I was ready to go. I had this discussion with my wife earlier on in our marriage that if there is any financial discussion or budget thing that we need to talk about, I have to have it planned. It cannot surprise me because I get really tired and exhausted and stressed out. And so it has to be planned ahead of time because I can't take it as a spontaneous thing.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Makes me very tired.
What about you, Carl?
Probably the thing that stresses me out and causes me to be exhausted more than anything else is my own schedule that I create for myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm way better than I ever was, but I need more margin in my calendar.
You overschedule a little bit, overcommit.
I don't know if it's even over as much as if I'm going to continue this pace, then I need to have some calculated downtime.
Sure.
And resting into the presence of God, quite candidly, because it can get way too exhausting. Saw a study the other day. I forget where this came from. And they were talking about all the pastors that have challenges and right now in churches. They've done some polling, and they've concluded from anecdotal studies that it really is a massive benefit when people, pastors, have sabbaticals where they can take that time off.
Yeah.
It actually is one of the most important factors in a pastor having a long longevity in the role of being a pastor. So it's real, man. So what makes you tired when you think about us saying that, Boom Crew? What makes you tired? Think about that a second. Think about that. Because we're going to be talking about mountain-moving prayers all week. And here's the truth. Prayers of rest are the best prayers to be prayed, especially for those who are weary. We got a central passage coming up that you're going to love. And the question that I've got for the team now, coming up in just a moment, is how do you get rested? If you choose to get rested, what do you choose? And I know we're going to talk about resting into the Lord, but I'm talking about how do you really recharge the old batteries?
Okay.
What's it look like? That's coming up straight ahead.
Get more from your morning show. Check us out on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, guys, got some questions for you here today for my team. How do you get rested? Come on, we already found out how you get exhausted, but how do you get rested? Young Thunder, you're up.
Okay, how I get rested? I think spending some nice quality time with the wife, just laying on the couch, relaxing.
The wife?
Yeah.
That would be your wife.
That'd be my wife.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. That's the wife.
It makes him sound so much older than
he does.
Oh, hanging out with the wife.
The wife.
Oh.
You're such an old soul.
That doesn't sound bad, does it?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
It's like an older man thing to say.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I hope you know this is a serious spot of just relaxation and enjoyment for me.
No, we get it.
Okay,
it's
good.
Calling her the wife.
Yeah. It sounds like you've been married to her a long, long, long time. Not a couple years.
Yeah.
Yours is a couple of years, right?
Yeah, three, just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goes by fast. Super Die, how do you get rested? I can guess. Can I guess one for you?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say the dunes in the summer.
Ooh.
You're spot on.
It's a good one.
You are spot on.
Really?
Get away from what's causing the unrest, per se. And yeah, quiet time with the Lord and one of my favorite places. I mean, I'll even do that. Even in the winter, if it's a decent day, I will go to the dunes. I will go to the water, to the lake.
I love that.
And spend some time with God.
That's great.
I love that. That's great. Allie, how do you get rested?
One of my favorite things to do to kind of rest and reset is to take a walk.
Wow.
I just get out of the house, and even if I can only walk around my block or around, make kind of laps around the park up the street, I just have to get outside and take a walk sometimes to rest and to kind of reset.
This is so important to talk about, and here's why. I think we've got a world that is dying for rest, and we sometimes don't even know it.
Well, because when you think rest, you think sleep. Yeah, I probably should get more sleep at night. I'm probably not getting enough. But that's just a small part of rest. I mean, it's way more than sleep.
Big time. Matter of fact, coming up, we've got a first of two central passages of scripture, and we've got a Tim Keller blog that we're going to have in this hour. Guys, hang on. More where this came from straight ahead. Oh, Matthew 11 is where we're going to be.
If you're finding yourself on empty, you've come to the right place. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, we promised you one of the most important central passages in all of the teachings of Jesus. This is a great one. Asherita Chuchu built a whole book around this passage of scripture. Take it away, Alan.
Yeah, it's out of Matthew 11. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
Give me some of that rest.
Yeah.
Can anyone agree with that?
Yes.
Amen. I mean, there's a reason that Jesus said it.
Why?
Because we all need it.
Yeah.
He doesn't, if you notice, Jesus didn't really say things that where people were like, you know what, that doesn't really apply.
I hadn't considered that before.
Yeah. And so Jesus said it. We all need rest, and I think we all identify with that.
Yeah, Jesus didn't have to go to the Simon Sinek school to be sure to address the why.
Right. He knew what he was doing when he spoke.
By the way, that's good reason to read the scriptures back to people alone without you postulating too much on it.
True.
Because it's got the answers right there. God's word is so powerful. Read this one again, Allie.
Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
This passage of scripture leads me to a radical conclusion. Radical conclusion.
What's that?
We make a massive mistake when we take a rest.
Wait.
We do.
What?
What?
When we rest, we often rest poorly, and I can tell you how.
Oh,
okay. It's not that rest is the mistake. It's how we rest that is the mistake.
How we rest is a massive problem.
Interesting.
And I'm going to quite a few examples of that.
Okay, well, give me one.
Well, scrolling through on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Totally.
Is not good rest.
TV binging.
Not good rest.
Totally.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting thing. A lot of people think that rest is about taking off the yoke of work, of relatives, of whatever, mm-hmm. the things that exhaust you. Too much ministry. No. You know what Jesus said? Take off your yoke of burden and put on my yoke of rest.
Hmm.
Here's the problem. And this is, I remember hearing one of my theology profs back in the day talking about this, and it was really powerful. And it was simply that a Sabbath day rest is not about resting from things as much as it is resting into the God who made everything. And that's exactly what Jesus says here in Matthew 11. He says, rest is all about exchanging your yoke of all that you're doing for my yoke. Here's what we do in the Christian church. We think that rest is all about just setting down our yoke and just kind of going and doing something. That ain't working.
So what is the answer then?
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. Coming up.
What are we doing here?
Wait a minute.
Shut her down.
Shut her down. That's a Carlism.
Go home.
That was a Carlism.
Yes, that was.
Shut her down.
Turn out the light.
The party's over. All right. So what do we do? How do we do this? How do we not get into this fake rest and get into the real rest? We'll talk about that coming up straight ahead.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, put on your listening ears. It's time for
Boo Kids! What would you like to do differently in the new year?
Play with my other friend, go to the ice cream shop.
In the new year, in 2019, in the fall, I like to go make a big pile of leaves and jump in it.
I would like to make a gingerbread house.
Move? Move where?
To a different house.
Do chores for people and help people.
I think I would like to do, like, change, like, badness, like, people hurting people. Mm-hmm. I just want them to be nice.
I want to do, like, run with my dad, have a little running exercise with my dad because he does that a lot.
I think I would like to spend more time sketching in my sketchbooks and get more sketchbooks because I've filled up almost every single one of them.
In 2019, I would try to swim more and get more exercise.
Probably want to be maybe more joyful.
Really? Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Oh, love those kids, obviously, yeah. From the archives. Can't believe that was 2019.
Yeah, artist
that
in there,
last
too.
Little boy, he's now an executive at a big firm downtown Chicago, and he's got a full beard.
And you have an artist in there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I would love to check in with those Boom Kids, see how they're doing. It's been a little while.
Just
COVID
couple years.
Shut everything down.
Yeah.
Boom Kids today from Downers Grove Christian School.
There we go. Okay, coming up here, we're going to tackle this full on. Matthew 11, this passage of scripture, I just love. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a powerful passage. And what it indicates is something very interesting. It shows that we screw it up when we come to resting. We do.
Uh-oh.
We screw it up royally. And what is it? We take the heavy yoke off, but we never put his yoke on. That's a problem. We'll talk about it coming up straight ahead.
Learning to move mountains with prayer. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're talking about that has to be there, have you ever noticed you can't move mountains with prayer? You can't even think about the mountain when you're exhausted?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly
yes.
it.
That's why we need to talk about this today. Mm. You can't even touch a mountain without having the energy to look at it. Who
You're
was
right.
it that said, exhaustion makes cowards of us all? Some great football coach.
It's so true. I mean, as soon as you said that, that really struck a chord with me because there's so many. So often we live in this state of exhaustion
yeah.
where we have good intentions and there are things that we want to do.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And we can't even think straight. And so that perpetual state of exhaustion actually robs us of joy.
Yeah.
It robs us of God's promises because we just live in defeat.
Totally.
And I say this because I know this really well.
Yeah, I think I've got a degree in this as well.
Yeah. That was Vince Lombardi, by the way.
Oh, Lombardi.
Fatigue makes cowards of us all.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Wow.
And
interesting.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it exactly right, but the tenor's still there.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
But it's true. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed that when you're just absolutely wiped out, you have no courage?
Hmm.
None.
Because what energy are you going to use to do the thing that needs courage?
Yeah, so if we go to Matthew 11 again, let's look at this quickly here, Allie.
Yep, this is Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
Okay, so rest for the souls is described as attained through taking off the heavy yoke that you're carrying and putting on the yoke of Christ.
Mm.
You know, I need to make an admission here. I'm not a good rester.
How so?
I don't rest into God as well. That's one thing that God could do in me in 2022 that would be really helpful.
Hmm.
And I know what it's like to rest into God because I've had moments where I've done this where I've just been, and frankly, it's always to me related to his word.
Hmm.
When I am open in the word and I go on these long bunny trails, I went through a long, long season where I would get up on Saturday morning, start into the word, read, and then boom, take off. And sometimes 6 hours later, I'm
wow.
re-landing the bus.
Wow.
No joking.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when I get done with that, whoo, do I feel refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
There is something really refreshing about meeting with God in his word.
Yeah.
Massively. But here's what we do in the Christian church. We say, oh, a Sabbath day rest, that's time to quit work and kind of kick your feet up. Nope. I'm not diminishing watching Netflix. I'm not diminishing going golfing. I'm not diminishing any of that. But how many of us have been people who have said, we come back off a vacation and we need a vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that means that we're not learning how to rest well.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, very true.
I think in a sense, and maybe I'm just going to be a little word hyperbolic here, but I think that there is a need to diminish those things in our life, to diminish Netflix, to diminish golf, you know, anything like that, because we hold it to a place of too high importance.
Yeah.
And so it needs to be diminished. I think the fix is understanding that that place holds too high of a purpose, and we need to put it back in its place so we can rest the correct way.
Love it.
Mm. Yeah. Not love that we it. Don't do them, but that they're not as important.
I love that. It is so critical. Okay, coming up. Boy, we got a lot of ground to cover in a short amount of time. Okay, we'll get there. Coming up, we're going to tackle a cool little passage of scripture out of Hebrews, and related to it is an awesome blog by Tim Keller. Mm. So we're going to get your hands onto these things, okay? You
love
guys
it.
Ready to rumble?
Sounds
good.
Let's do it.
Here we go, straight up.
New to the show? Stick around for a while. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, good morning to you. We got a cool resource coming up here. I want to go to Hebrews 4 right now, though, verses 9 and 10. Take a listen to this. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Did you notice that? Whoever has entered his rest has rested from his works as God did from his.
Okay, read that again.
Okay,
read it again.
This is really a cool passage. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest. Now, let me give the context for this passage. He's talking about Moses. He's talking about Joshua. He's talking about deliverance. And he's talking about even entering into the promised land. You know what the writer of Hebrews is saying here? You can enter into all these great rewards of God, but if you don't enter into God, you are left out in the cold, baby. Mm.
Wow.
That's exactly what's being said here. And this is what we find. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. You know what that's saying? It's saying that if you reverse engineer this, if you don't rest into God, you will never get rested from your work.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what that's saying.
Absolutely. That's right.
I mean, we can't be any more simplistic than that.
And the fact that rest was something that people could either enter into, that God was kind of the holder of rest.
Yeah.
And that there was, you would either enter into it or not. And that he would keep it from people if
Big
they
deal.
Were... I want to be careful here because I haven't studied out this scripture fully. But when you look at, I'm looking at Hebrews 4, when he says, they shall not enter my rest, he would keep it from people.
Oh, yeah. But more than anything, look at verse 11. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's saying the absence of rest is a pit to be avoided.
Wow. Mm.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah,
it is.
I want to highlight something here for you. Tim Keller's taken a look at this very passage of scripture. He's looked at 6 ways to practice Sabbath or resting into God. He's got this passage highlighted in the third point, but he's also got other references that we find totally linked to scripture about rest. And I think you'll find this an intriguing link.
Just text the word rest to 312-274-9624. Rest to 312-274-9624.
Cool stuff. What are we learning so far, guys? We're not at the end of the show here.
No.
But what are we learning so far?
Rest is important.
Yeah.
Rest is important.
I think I'm not getting enough of the right rest.
Okay. And what do we know right from the word? We know that you can stop working, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to start resting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not working is not the definition of rest.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we go forward here, guys, we're going to have a full day for you, by the way. Asherita Choo Choo is going to be coming up in the next hour.
Yes.
Matter of fact, just a few minutes here.
Exactly.
Yeah, about 15. Yeah. So Asherita will be with us here. She has got a brand new book coming out. It's not coming out for a couple of months, but she's already got a full-blown website. And
a podcast.
Podcast, yeah. That goes with it.
Weekly podcast.
So it's really cool. There's a lot of good stuff out there, and we want you guys to take hold of this. Again, this link to the Tim Keller blog, really cool.
Just text the word REST, 312-274-9624.
Good stuff coming up. Here's what you got to remember. Unplugging is one thing. Plugging in with God is the real thing. We're talking rest. Rest that leads to mountain-moving prayers.
If you're finding yourself on empty, you've come to the right place. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, good morning to you. It's Carl and Crew helping you take your next step with Jesus. We're talking about prayers of rest. Why? Because we're talking all week about mountain moving prayer. And one of the coolest things that we can possibly do is to really feel our batteries charged in Jesus. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, it's one thing to have your batteries charged yourself and kind of take a rest from a hard work day. But when you rest into a relationship with Jesus, it changes everything. A
couple of good questions that came in on text message. Someone asked, would weary and heavy laden mean consumed by worries of this world? Is that what is meant here by without rest?
You know
what do you say on that one? Thanks, 1251. Great question, by the way.
Yeah, the worries of this world, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desire for other things is one of the things that causes one of the seeds of the four soils, to not burgeon forth. So absolutely, okay. That would be one of them because that's the context and the same words that Jesus uses. Yeah, absolutely.
One more question. This one came in from 7733. Said, I always saw this verse, talking about Matthew 11, as a salvation verse, because the Pharisees were always trying so hard to be right with God. Is this a salvation verse when it's talking about rest for your souls?
I think it's both and. It's clearly a verse because the context of Matthew 11, if I look at it here, woe to unrepentant cities. This is that passage that Jesus is doing these radical miracles in Bethsaida.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if I would have done these same miracles in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented in sackcloth. And so it's clearly being preached to an unregenerate crowd, but it's clearly a truism of the life that we live. And that is that we got to keep coming back to Jesus. I mean, we know this is true because in Ephesians, we know that the church of Ephesus is called to return to their first love. So I don't think it's one and done. If it's salvation that we enter into the rest of Christ, we would never be weary.
True.
I wish that were the case.
And it was a one and done.
Wouldn't that be good?
One and done.
Wouldn't that be good if part of salvation was that we enter into a yoke with Jesus and we never take it off and we never grow weary? Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
If someone's had that experience, could you call me, please? I want to meet you. But no, it's that's a great catch, whoever sent that in, because it's definitely speaking to people who are unregenerate, or I should say unenlightened Jewish people who were, can I say something?
Sure.
Pharisees get a bad rap, and I've given it to them as well.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, Pharisees were not all just bad people.
Mm-hmm.
They were really some of the finest God chasers out there. They just thought it was all about performance.
They were just doing it wrong.
Yeah. So they get a bad rap. They had a lot of things right. They could be definitely held responsible for bringing and preserving the Hebrew scriptures to that point in time. Don't have the Pharisees and the Sadducees. What do you got?
Huh.
So we need to lay off of them a little bit. When we get to glory, we're going to see some redeemed Pharisees that go, good grief, all we heard for 2,000 years was us, our whole people maligned. Nobody gave us any credit. We're sitting here in the cloud of witnesses throwing up our hands going, there they go again.
Wow.
For crying out, pick. Gertrude was a pretty good Pharisee, and then she got redeemed. It's kind of fun to think about things like that.
It is.
Matthew 11 is where we're at today. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, 6:26 is our time. Question Allie has here. Let's talk about it.
How do you enter into rest?
Yeah, this is really a practical thing. I heard, who was it? Tony Evans. You know, this may sound a little bit simplistic, but there is a, I don't think for a second that Jesus uses this metaphor of yoke without full intentionality. Same way he uses grapes, same way he uses springs of living water, mm-hmm. same way he uses water at a well. It's with real intention. In order to get yoked up, you've got to bend down. You got to go low. Mm. You can't stand upright in your strength and get yoked up with Jesus. Just telling you. I remember seeing a couple of oxen just kind of wandering around in the rice paddies in Talisay Batangas when I was over there in the Philippines. And I saw these two guys, man, I'm sitting there in a Nipa hut. I'm in this grass-thatched hut about 5 feet above floodwaters when they came through. One night they did. It was so weird to have this dry land all around you, and all of a sudden here comes these torrential rains, and then the water underneath the Nipa hut is like a river.
Oh, wow.
You go step out in it, it'll sweep you down into Talisay, the humongous lake. And one day I'm sitting out there looking out the window. The window in Talisay Batangas in my Nipa hut was just an open thing in the bamboo.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just, there's no glass, which was nice because the breeze came through there was so good. Only downside with that experience is the lizards pooped on me all night long.
That would be horrible.
Sleeping.
I don't know how you slept.
Well, the first night, I've told you, some of you Boom Crew before about this, but the first night I crashed in Talisay, I woke up in the morning and I've got these, it was bewildering. I've got these little teeny brown smudge marks all over me that are like rubbed into my skin. Like, I'm not talking five. I'm talking 70, 80 of these things all over. They look like monster freckles all over my skin, rubbed in. And I'm trying to rub them off. And Atti Lucine, she says to me, "Oh, Carl, you had lizards poop on you last night."
Oh, boy.
And I said, "Oh, really?" Well, the next night, I didn't have my solution yet. But I look up and I had a little flashlight. And man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know if these guys knew I was a foreigner or what. But these guys were air bombing me. And I look up at I've shined my light up the ceiling, and so it's just grass roof, ceiling, I should say. And every square inch is covered with a lizard. And they're coming down the little bamboo struts that hold up the house. They're running down to peek at me and then sprinting back up. They're running down, look at me, sprinting back up.
This is bizarre.
By the tens and by the scores. So night two, I'll get around to the oxen and the rest and the yoke, and I actually left some breadcrumbs. I know where I'm at, people. So I'm actually night three. Now I wake up again the next night. Didn't have as many, but I still had little poop smudges all over my badois. And I mean, it's so hot. There's no way I'm sleeping in pajamas. I mean, I'm like, I'm. It's hot. So next time. I go and I figured this thing out. I came up with a good life hack. It was great. I got a mosquito net. Like, there's a mosquito infestation. There wasn't. But the lizard infestation was so bad that I got a mosquito net. And the mosquito net served as a shield from all the lizard poop.
Oh, wow.
So I woke up in the morning, and sure enough, here on the top of the net is like miles and miles of little brown piles all over there. And
miles
I just,
and miles of little brown piles.
What's up, Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, there's a song there.
I just tap the thing, and all the little lizard turds go falling down through the slat to the floor below me. And so that's that. And I never got pooped on again. So that was a cool thing.
Wow.
But I'm looking out one day at the oxen in the field, getting ready to get yoked up. And this is what I was blown away by. When the dude comes out to put the yoke on him to go plow the field, these guys willfully, because they were trained, bowed their head underneath this dude to get the yoke on their neck. so that they could stand side by side and go plow the rice paddies. And I don't think it's any different for us. I remember Tony Evans, I'm sure it was him that was saying this. You know, you got to bow your head. You got to bow your heart. You got to bow your life, and you got to let God take over. And it's a beautiful thing, guys.
What is the yoke of taking on the yoke of Christ? So we get what it is in the physical sense. For if you would take on the like oxen or yoke together, there's a physical thing that's linking them together so that they can do work. What is it in the spiritual sense?
Yeah, it's living in the new birth reality. You know, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. It's humbly submitting to the new birth miracle, and it's saying, I'm going to live in this new birth miracle. Now, why do I say that? Because it's possible for us in the flesh to go walk away from the new birth miracle.
Sure.
We have to come back every day, yielded and submitted, saying, God, and by the way, this isn't my words. Think about this, just with regard to the Holy Spirit. What does Paul say in Galatians? If you live in the Holy Spirit, keep in step with the Holy Spirit. What's that mean? You can live in the Holy Spirit and be out of step with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's the same thing in our relationship with Jesus. We're just called to come humbly underneath him. And how do you do that? Really quickly here. Let me just tackle this really quick and just say this. You just say, sweet Lord, Savior, Jesus, I just want to today, and just maybe say this with me, come under your authority again, anew, in a fresh way. I want to reestablish that you are my Savior and I am a disciple of Jesus. And today, I come under your rest and your peace. I let you govern the things of my life. I let you take my weary, anxious thoughts and I give them to you today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Go back and listen to your favorite episodes with the Carl and Crew Showcast. Just text SHOW to 312-274-9624.
All right, now we'll share because we already sang.
Yep. Now we're set up.
Right, we got that part out of the way.
The Carl and Crew Mornings here, as promised, jumping into the Word of God. Check this out. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. I love this, guys. Chapters 3 and 4 in Hebrews are dealing with entering the rest of God. And it's appealing to the rest that is found in Jesus. I mean, this is what the entire book of Hebrews is dealing with. I mean, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run the race before us, fixing our eyes on
Jesus,
the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, sat down at the right hand of the Father. I mean, awesome, classic passages. There's a few that you just got to know by heart. That's another one, right? So that's the destination of Hebrews, is we're celebrating Jesus. But here's what can get lost in this mix. And in Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4, it talks about Moses Hebrews 3 is talking about Jesus is greater than Moses. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this has blown some minds here. It's like, whoo, man, yeah, he's greater than Moses. And we know that the promise of Jesus is greater than what Joshua did when he walked him into the promised land. So 3 and 4 is just building this whole case, and it kind of crescendos with these verses. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Here's what he's saying. Better than deliverance from the slaves of Egypt, the slavery of Egypt, better than release from the 40 years of wandering in the sands of spiritual ambiguity and even entering into the promised land is entering to the rest of the Savior. I got to tell you, I can't, this requires preaching for about 30 minutes on this, but here's the essence of it. If you go into the faith and you're in it for any length of time at all and you're walking with Jesus, you will realize that greater than all the promises of God is the presence of God.
Ooh. Say that again.
What really? Better than all the promises of God is the presence of God. Mm. I really, from the bottom of my heart, I believe that.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I believe it. And I think I've seen it theologically, but man, when you experience it, it is power.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the God's laying out of the promised land to the Israelites and talking to them about it. When they got there, the blessings of the land were based upon their relationship with God.
Yeah.
If they weren't following God, if they weren't with God, then the land was no good to them.
It was no good at all. Be careful to do that all I have commanded you. Do not turn to the right or to the left.
Yeah.
Joshua 1:1-9.
The gifts of God are only good when the presence of God is there.
Boom! It's another great way to say it.
Talking about Jesus and having fun while doing it. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, all right, all right. The beach, the mountains, or a five-star hotel.
Yes, and we, as expected, varied responses and from the Boom Crew.
Many.
There's nowhere near. I couldn't even. It's pretty evenly.
It's pretty evenly split.
Evenly
up here.
Split. Although I will say that if I'm seeing the fewest responses for the five-star hotel.
Well,
I think by far from the Boom Crew, it's an A-B split between beach and mountains with a sprinkling of five-star hotel.
All right. So I'm going to guess Allie's.
Okay.
Okay.
I say yours has got to be a five-star hotel.
Yes.
No.
Really?
I know
not
which one
correct.
It is.
Guess.
The beach.
Can't be the beach.
Nope.
No? Why don't you like the ocean?
Out of three, you and I missed it.
I know,
you
right?
You both missed it. Send me to the mountains.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I should have known this because your favorite movies. The hills are alive.
This is true.
Oh, my
true.
Word. I should have known
up there
that.
In the mountain. Yeah.
No, I really
there's Allie
want...
up there yodeling with what's her name?
Julie Andrews.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And the Von Trapp family singers.
But if we could send Allie to that scene where Julie Andrews was.
Oh, I needed that this morning.
Super tough.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine sending her to the chalet?
With her favorite bonnet.
And she's got Henry up
she's
there.
Got the dress on.
She's got Henry and her kids replaying the whole movie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
I'm
going to answer, much to apparently my team's surprise, I'm going
you're
mountains.
Going mountains. That is a surprise to me, except for
me.
The hills are alive.
I needed that.
Young Thunder, who's guessing Young Thunder?
I'm going to guess Young Thunder.
Okay.
I'm going to guess mountains for Young Thunder.
No.
Okay.
Really?
Really.
I'm going to go five-star hotel.
Five-star.
You would be correct.
Okay.
Five-star hotel.
Five-star.
Put me in the resort.
We're guessing Super Dive, but this ain't even fair.
I know. Super Dive Beach.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. All the way.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Oh, my word.
What about Carl?
Carl, I'm going to say five-star hotel.
I think I'm going mountains.
I'm saying five-star amenities.
Give me the beach.
Oh, the beach.
Really? Now, here's what's weird. I'll go to the mountains if I got a dog team with me.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a dog team with you in this scenario?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So the beach it is.
Yeah, and I don't want a hot beach. I just want a light breeze.
You can't choose.
And put some sand in my toesies.
We're just going to put you on a beach. I didn't tell you what beach you'd be going to.
Wow, you're kind of raw. It was Allie's question. I think I'd rather go yodel with Henry.
On the mountain.
She needs you.
Oh, my goodness. Keep your answers coming. It's split. We've got a few of you.
What was her husband's
hotel.
Name in the movie? What was his name?
Captain Von Trapp.
Yeah, Henry's playing Captain Von Trapp, and we're yodeling over there.
I love
it. You know, he does not. He does not get into that movie.
Oh, I know. Oh, I can only imagine.
Surprise!
I can see Henry right now just rolling his eyes, going, "Are you serious? We're gonna watch this thing again?
Don't you want to watch
it
again?
Would you like me to sing along?" He did not go with me when I went to the Sound of Music sing along, which I did, and I sang all the songs with a group of people who are equally passionate
about
the movie.
This is a thing?
Yes.
Oh,
where?
At a theater.
Yeah. Oh, I
thought
didn't
it was
tell you
a
about it.
Citizen
I went
Center.
To a Sound of Music sing-along. They even handed out props. so that you could act out some of the scenes.
Who were
no,
you there with?
Did not.
Yes, I did. I went with my sisters, my mom, and my daughter. It's awesome. One of the best things we ever did together.
Loved it?
My mom loved it too.
Oh, wow.
It's a real thing.
There are people, other people like me, who are passionate about this movie. Why are you having that look on your face?
I'm shocked. I can't think of a worse evening on the planet.
Come on.
Well, for me.
For you.
For you.
Okay.
And Henry. Me and Henry, we're going to a sports bar. You can go hang out.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.